بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله رمضان شريف is commencing in many places in the world. Tonight is the first Taraweeh. In the Haram Sharif also, tonight is the first Taraweeh. And in Palestine as well as other places. So the barakat of Ramadan is already in. So I thought I will just give some nasihat, a little bit nasihat which I penned myself with regard to Ramadan-i-Kareem, some advices for Ramadan-i-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial. Our ulama have mentioned the char nazar aisi hai jinko shariat ne ibadat karar diya hai. There are four sites which the shariat considers to be an ibadat. That means looking at something. Just the looking itself is an ibadat. Four things. Number one, Baytullah Sharif ki taraf nazar karna. To look at the Baytullah, Allah's house. The Kaabatullah. To go there and just look at the Kaaba, you get sawab. I remember my father-in-law, marhum Hazrat Maulana Ali Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, one day on one of my journeys when I was going, so he taught me something. And he said, you know, sometimes when you go there, the crowd is very big. So it's very difficult to make tawaf and it's so hard. So what you must do is, you must start looking at the Kaaba. You see? And when you're looking at the Kaaba, you mustn't stay at it. Right? Because for every look you get 25,000 sawab, he told me. So, but if you blink, then for every blink you get 25,000 sawab. So one is you're looking at the Kaaba. And one is you're blinking at the Kaaba. You see? So he taught me this. He says when you go there, then don't look at it. Don't look like this here. That's one nazar that. Keep on blinking. So for every blink, you're getting 25,000 sawab. What a beautiful advice. Then he also told me, a lot of people when they go there, when they're making tawaf, then the shoulder must be parallel to the Kaaba. So what happens is, the people are doing zigzag and all those kind of things there. That part of the tawaf, how is going to be counted? Your shoulder must be parallel. Your chest mustn't be facing towards the Kaaba. So yes, a crowd push you or something, that's out of control, that's something else. But don't do it deliberately. That part of the tawaf won't even be counted. So these are the finer things we learn from the Ahlullah, pious people. So he taught me. So just to look at the Kaaba, there's sawab in that. It's ibadat that. Secondly, Quran-e-Kareem ko dekhna. To look at the Quran Sharif, just to look at the page of the Quran. Looking at the page of the Quran also is an ibadat. I remember Hazrat Mu'abbas rahmatullah alayhi from his ma'amulat, obviously he used to read Quran. I should also, sometimes when I was studying, then I used to go there, he should listen to my Quran, quarter para a day. He used to recite Quran Sharif also. And when we used to be traveling now and there's no time for Quran Kareem recitation. Now just say, just like a few minutes, few seconds left for the Jamaat to stand up, then Maulana would go to the shelf, just pick up the Quran Sharif, open the page, look at it for a few seconds and then close it. You see? And just close it. Not reciting, just opening the page and closing the page. Just looking at it. For that too you get sawab. For that too you get sawab. Just to look at the page of the Quran Kareem. We get sawab for that also. And now in Ramzan Sharif that's coming. Ramzan is synonymous with recitation of the Quran. That's why when we're reciting Quran, must try and look inside. One is you get sawab for reciting also, and one sawab you get for looking also. So you get double sawab. Yeah, if you want to do tahfiz of the Quran, then there's something else. Tilawat is something else, and tahfiz is something else. For hifz, then there's something else. Then you can't look inside. But if you are reciting Quran Sharif, then look inside. For every a word that you see, you're getting sawab of looking inside the Quran-i-Kareem. Number three, this is important also. Walidain ko muhabbat aur azmat se dekhna. Look at your parents with love. Look at your parents. Just to look at your father with love. Just to look at your mother with love and respect. That itself, just by looking, Allah gives you sawab for it. Just to look. Khidmat to dur ki baat hai. We must be ready for khidmat all the time of our parents. All the time, making khidmat of our parents. Sahibat, leave alone, causing them takleef. Don't ever cause takleef to your parents. Make their khidmat till the last breath. Whatever they need in this world, try to make them happy. So at least when they leave from this world, they were happy with us. So just to look at the parents also, just looking at your mother's face, that's sawab. Just looking at your father's face, that is sawab. And if our parents are not in this dunya, then every day, there should be no day that we haven't sent some isale sawab for them, or we never make dua for their maghfirat. Make it ma'mool. After certain namaz, one dua, add your parents' names and say, Allah, forgive my parents. So make khidmat of your parents. Don't take it for granted. And number four is, muttaqi parehzgar alim ki taraf dekhna. To look at the face of a pious alim is also ibadat. To look at the face of a pious alim also is ibadat. So these four things, ulama said, to look at it is ibadat. Now the month of Ramadan Sharif has kicked in. Inshallah, tomorrow we will sight the moon, inshallah. Hopefully. My Ustad Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say, the month of Ramadan, ye neki ka mausam hai. It is the season of good deeds. Season. Everything got season. He wrote one kitab also. The name of that kitab is Neki Ka Mausam. It's a small risala. It's a small risala, a small booklet. And the name of that booklet is Neki Ka Mausam. That means the season of good deeds. So that season of good deeds, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We have to be very grateful to Allah Ta'ala that season, alhamdulillah, it is right at our doorstep. Right? Now it could be our last Ramadan also. Don't take it for granted. Don't consider that just if Ramadan comes, Ramadan goes. No, no, no. Ramadan is an important aspect of our life. Let me tell you. Allah Ta'ala, those people, Allah Ta'ala is kind when people, then He gives them tawfiq of the month of Ramadan. Because Ramadan derived from the word Ramadha. Ramadha means to burn. All our sins get burnt up in the month of Ramadan Kareem. So what is that, a small thing? To burn up your sins. All the sins get burnt up in Ramadan Kareem. So it's not a small thing. Allah give us tawfiq of Ramadan. And you know, fasting also is not a small ibadat. As-sawmu li wa ana adzi bih. Aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala said, the fasting belongs to me and I will reward. He never even mentioned what reward He's going to give. And some ulama said, wa ana udza. I'm the reward. I myself am the reward for the fast you're keeping. I'm the reward for the fast you. I myself am the reward. As-sawmu li wa ana udza bih. I will be the reward for it. Imagine. So don't consider it to be ma'muli. It's a great, great ni'mat and bounty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when the month of Ramadan comes, obviously we need to free our time as much as possible for ibadat. We're given so many months of the year for our dunya and whatever it is. Then 1 month at least be focused for the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. For that we have to be mature also. We have to be focused also. And time management is what is important in Ramadan. Time management. How are we going to spend our day? So that how, well, you still have to go to work. You have to do all those things. That can't change. But you have to manage your time better. Let's go a little bit late in the morning maybe. Go close a bit early also in the afternoon. These time management things are important in the month of Ramadan Kareem. Right? And obviously, people who are busy now, they have got very difficult, they have to run their businesses, they have to make ibadah. So there's no time for lagwa and futility. There is absolutely no time for lagwa and futility, wasting time. But Ramadan Kareem is too great a month to waste time. It's too great a month to waste time. So the time management should be there. How many paras a day I'm going to read, that also should be thought very carefully. You don't want to burn yourself out also, and you don't want to read too less also. Sit in the masjid, sit at home, open the Quran, recite the Quran. The Quran and Ramadan, they go together. Ramadan Sharif is synonymous with the Quran. And Ramadan Sharif is synonymous also with Tawbah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That ayat al-kareema, that ayat, that whole ruku is to do with Ramadan. And in between that ruku, what came? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That, that whole ruku came regarding fasting and the essence of fasting. And if you were sick, then you can't fast now, you can fast later. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ الْيُسْرَ. But in between, an ayat came there. That ayat is, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servant asked me, I'm very... Now, I want to ask you, if the whole ruku is dedicated to fasting, how can then that ayat not be included in the fasting? It's also included. Although it's am, but it's also connected to Ramadan Sharif, it's also connected to fasting. That is why dua in the month of Ramadan is important. Take out some time to make proper dua to Allah Ta'ala, to make proper tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. That's very, very important, this month of Ramadan Kareem. Right. Those people that are hafiz of Quran, it's a good time to fix your Quran. Strengthen the Quran. Strengthen the hifz of the Quran. And Allah makes it easy. That's my experience. You try to learn outside Ramadan, you'll find it difficult. Inside Ramadan, if you try to learn, it's much more easy. Allah makes it easy. Right? Now, they only learn that portion which they are going to read. That's wrong, that. You must learn the whole thing. That's why you hafiz. You're not hafiz of quarter para only. You must take door. You must take the door of the whole 1 1/4. Sorry, but whole thing you must take the door. Not only that quarter para that you're going to be performing. A lot of they only learn that quarter, and the rest of it they don't learn. How we know that? Because if the other hafiz gets stuck here in the front, then we can't even give the luqma also. Because we never see his section. We only saw our section. Now that's not right, that. In Ramadan, you must cover the whole Quran. And another mistake that our hafiz, they make, understand? They want to read too fast in the Taraweeh. Very fast Quran they want to read. That is not how Taraweeh should be performed. Yes, I understand it mustn't be too slow. People have long days, they tired, everything. But it can't be too rapid also. Over rapid. That's going against the grain of tilawat. That you must read Quran Sharif at a pace the person in the back can even understand what you're reading. The person in the back can listen, he can enjoy the Quran. Read with a beautiful, not too fast, not too slow. Sorry, but so if they come out from the masjid 10-15 minutes late, nobody is going to die. So I don't like this overspeeding when it comes to tilawat. I don't like it at all. Also, it's an ibadat from Allah Ta'ala to Allah Ta'ala. The ruku should be made properly also. The sajda must be made properly. These are the faraiz of namaz. The faraiz of namaz in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this thing here about finishing as fast as possible, then we compare that which masjid they're finishing more quicker, that is all nonsense, that. Those people that love the Quran Kareem, mashallah, good reciters, listening, you just want to keep on hearing the Quran, listening to the Quran, mashallah, beautiful. So therefore, this month of Ramadan, doesn't matter you spend 10-15 minutes extra in the masjid, but read properly Quran Sharif. Don't do this up down, 1 rakat, 1 minute. What is this nonsense, 1 rakat, 1 minute? How fast Quran Sharif you are reading? So don't do that. Give the Quran the respect that it deserves. Then also, do not travel in Ramadan. Stay at home as much as possible. بغیر ضرورت کے کہیں مت جانا. Don't go anywhere. Stay at home. Because once you go out, then now you won't be able to make ibadat like when you're at home. You can plan yourself, you can sleep certain times, you can sleep, you can get up till late. Now when you're traveling and all these type of things, unnecessary travel, going here, going there, avoid all that. Try to stay as much as possible at home in Ramadan. Sahibat. And obviously for Taraweeh, it's a long day, it's hot. The afternoon qaylula is going to be important. So that at night we have strength. We have energy. We have like a booster. That afternoon, 1 hour, 2 hours nap is very important in Ramadan Kareem. So that at night we are able to be fresh. And we can go to the masjid, we can read proper Taraweeh. And when it comes to Taraweeh, I'll also want to mention, unfortunately in our country, I don't know other places in the world, the first 2-3 nights the masjid is packed. You find everybody coming to the masjid. MashaAllah, there's a nice vibe. So people are feeling Ramadan Kareem. And after 3 nights you must see, half the crowd is gone. Disappeared. You can't see them. Yes, those that are performing Taraweeh in their different venues, we can understand. But if you are performing in a certain place, then I want to tell you that the Taraweeh is for the whole month. Taraweeh is not for 3 days. And then we come back on the 27th night, back to the masjid. So we're there for the Ibtida, and then we're there for the Intiha. And in between, the Sabhaib. Then where are we performing? We're going home to perform? See, so don't do that. Do the whole month of Taraweeh. Go to the masjid every day. Be pabund. Sahiba. Gunahu ke tar karne ka ihtimam karo. Leave all forms of sin in the month of Ramadan. Look after the eyes. Look after the ears. Don't go into all these malls. You know, Allah make us maaf. Don't go all to all these malls. People, they chill out at night. They go chilling, especially in the big cities. They spend so much time in the restaurants at night. They make like tea parties till late. The month of Ramadan, making iftar in a restaurant. Making iftar in a new thing came out. They have iftar parties in the parks. And all the men and all the women, they come together to make iftar. That's all nonsense that. That goes against the grain of the Ramadan, the mizaj of Ramadan. That you're creating the impression to the kuffar that this month of Ramadan is for feasting. Sahibat, we are feasting. We're making big parties. But we shouldn't be making big parties. And on top of that, no parda, nothing, women and men together. Sitting late in the restaurants, not going for Taraweeh till late at night. And I heard also that they have cycling clubs also. And they do cycling also at night. But you are, this night for ibadah is night for cycling. Then we get people, they do sports activities in the month of Ramadan, especially on the weekends. But you are burning yourself out. Your energy should go in which direction? Towards the ibadah or energy being burnt out? Then you suffer from burnout next morning. You can't think straight. You can't go to work properly. You're burning yourself out in all stupid things. So therefore, this month of Ramadan, don't take it lightly. It could be our last month. We need to utilize the time properly in the month of Ramadan Kareem. And also, try to benefit other people as much as possible. There are many poor people can't afford. Give them food. We make somebody's iftari for them. Poor communities, help them. Feed them. Then quench them. For that, Allah will give immense reward. Immense reward for people who are downtrodden. And we are helping them in all this year. And only also one thing, just I forgot to mention it, I might as well mention, is that when we're making tilawat of Quran, you're making your door, don't do your door by yourself. Make sure somebody is listening to you. A lot of people say, no, I make door by myself. There's no such a thing as door by yourself. That's not door, you're bluffing yourself. You must make sure somebody must listen to your Quran in Ramadan. So you do your whole Quran. So that's very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be more generous in a month of Ramadan. He was like blowing wind. Karrih al-mursala. He was blowing wind. The tashbih is being given with wind. And when wind is blowing, there's nobody that gets saved from that wind. The wind touches everyone. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be over generous in the month of Ramadan. Over generous in the month of Ramadan. And also when the wind is blowing, then it shows you surat also. Fast. The wind blows fast. So in our generosity also, we must be fast in the generosity, and the generosity should be encompassing, covering everyone. Everybody must benefit from our generosity in the month of Ramadan Kareem. As much as possible, whatever we can afford. Right? Now, the whole month of Ramadan, we must use it for imala, changing our lives, changing the pattern of our lives. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi said, insani tabiyat mein tabdili bilkul nahi hoti. People will not change like just overnight become awliya or something like that. Haan, kuch imala ho sakta hai. But at least there can be some little bit change of direction in our lives. That's why they say there's a muscle that's mashhoor. There's one proverb that's mashhoor. Jabal gardad jibillat na gardad. Jabal gardad jibillat na gardad. If somebody tells you the mountain has moved, then you must accept it. It's possible for the mountain to move. Uski tasdeeq kar do. Lekin ye baat ke tabiyat bilkul badal jaye, that a person overnight became a wali of his time, ye mumkin nahi hai. That's not going to be possible. Haan, kuch imala ho sakta hai, kuch islah ho jati hai. Little bit imala we can make, and little bit islah we can make. Samajh mein aaye baaji? So this month is the best time because Allah Ta'ala creates halat that is conducive for change. Change to the degree that our focus now moves towards the akhirat, which is everlasting compared to the dunya, which is for a short time. So therefore, we must make ihtiram of our deen, ihtiram of the month of Ramadan. Very important. Don't show disrespect to the month of Ramadan Kareem. Always show respect to all the sha'air of deen. Show respect. Especially in the month of Ramadan, let us not do wrong things. Let us not do things for which we will regret later. Our entire deen is built on adab. Adab, respect, etiquette. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurma. No person reached anywhere except with respect, ihtiram. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi tark al hurma. And nobody fell down except because he stopped the respect or he showed disrespect. I'll read that again. Ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurma. No person reached a high position except with respect and adab. And no person wama saqata man saqata illa bitarkil hurma. And whoever fell down because he showed disrespect. Ramadan came, the Quran Sharif is there, but nothing. But every life is carrying on as per normal. Allah Ta'ala save me, save all of us. Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi used to say that even your money Allah has given you, don't show disrespect to that also. Leave alone deen. Deen you have to show respect to. Even the money Allah gave you. Sometimes we got money, we just throw it. Throw it on your bedside, throw it in your drawer. He said that's also disrespectful to that money. That's also a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Why you threw it? If you got a paper, why didn't you place it down? Why you threw the paper? That's also disrespect to that paper. The ulama used to say that when you file your pencil, then the shaving of the pencil also should be shown respect to. Don't show disrespect even to the shaving of the pencil. And I read one adib thing Hazrat Muzaffar Hussain Sahib mentioned regarding adab. He said if somebody is fixing his gun, and he's fixing his nishana on his gun. Nishana means, you're checking your sight. Now, sometimes the gun, the sight is off, so the bullet's going to go this way, up and down. So people check their sight. Now, he's testing his gun, and he writes Abu Jahl's name on a piece of paper, and he puts it in front. He said, I'll target practice that Abu Jahl's name there. And we know Abu Jahl, he was the worst mal'oon fellow. Kafir mal'oon. Allah's curse was on him. So Hazrat said that to write Abu Jahl's name on a piece of paper and to use it as target practice, that's also mazmoom. That's also a bad thing you've done. It's makruh to do that. Disliked. Why? Because to write his name, you have to use the letters of the alphabet. The letters of the alphabet, huruf-e-hija. Why didn't you show respect to the huruf-e-hija? That you're shooting at the letters of the alphabet. Why didn't you show respect to that? Makruh to do that also. Imagine such a fine eye of our akabir ulama, sanaji. And we, great month of Ramadan comes, we don't even show respect to the month of Ramadan Kareem. Masjids are empty, people come 3 nights and they all disappear. What nonsense is that? Allah Ta'ala give us fahme salim. Allah Ta'ala, and our ladies at home, see, Allah, they are really, they make a lot of khidmat in the month of Ramadan because they get up at sari time, they prepare our food. We are still sleeping. We get up 10 minutes, 15 minutes before sari finishes. All the food is on the table. How much they do. Iftari time also, the most mutabarrak time is between Asar and the Maghrib. The ladies are in the kitchen. They're busy making things for our iftari. So they're sacrificing so much for us. Right? So in the month of Ramadan, this is not a month, we can eat nice food, there's nothing wrong with that. But to become a glutton in the month of Ramadan, overindulging in food, is not what we recommend. We don't recommend that. It's a month of fasting, it's not a month of feasting. Yes, you can have your halim, you can have your fries, few things and all that. Some people even question, Maulana, you mustn't even have samosa. And I received some articles that you mustn't eat all those things, they're bad for your health. You must have healthy food. You must have cucumbers and carrots. And said that when you're making your iftar. So I told him, Ba, you give us samosa, you carry on with the carrots. You must have the carrots and the cucumbers, you give us samosa. Whole life we were living, making iftar on samosa. So don't deprive us of our samosa. There's nothing wrong to have samosa at the time of iftar. And after that, after Isha too, you can have your faluda also. But because the night is short, sorry, but try and sleep early. When you go home from the masjid, don't spend little bit. You can have whatever savory, whatever you want to eat a little bit. And then go and sleep because you have to get up early. Because the sari is early. So at least half an hour before you start your sari, get up. Now is the month of Mubarak, month of Ramadan Kareem. Make tahajjud, read tahajjud salah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. And make sure after sari you don't go to sleep. You make sure you go for salah first. A lot of people, they eat sari and they go back to sleep. So you're doing one sunnah and you're leaving out the faras. How can that be right? How can we not read fajr namaz in the month of Ramadan? So therefore, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, maximize the benefit of this month for all of us. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for us, give us the barakat of the month of Ramadan Kareem, save us from all skunas and save us from all things that we are showing disrespect to the month of Ramadan. Increase our tilawat, increase our zikr, our consciousness, and don't burn out, because we still got the first 10 days of rahmat, then maghfirah, then itqum minan nar. So we don't want to reach there and we are totally burnt out now. Ibadat, Allah give us istiqamat, give us ability, give us tawfiq, and make it a very beneficial month. Yes, it'll be hot also, it can be hot in a month, but you must remember we're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our sins are getting washed. So therefore, our sins are getting mujahada required for that. So don't complain when it's very hot, and don't complain if things are, you're feeling very hungry. Don't complain about all this yet. Just think we are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.